You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and working remotely and working online is something that we've all had to adapt to over the last 18 months, whether that be for work or for education. We've all had to get online and learn how to do things a little bit differently. But the Thomas Pocklington Trust have been looking into how accessible online working is for blind and partially sighted students. And they've discovered that one of the leading exam portals is inaccessible to blind and partially sighted students. And here to discuss this with me now is Tara Chataway, the Head of Education at the Thomas Pocklington Trust. Thank you for joining me, Tara.
Hi, Eddie. Thank you.
So, first of all, how big of a problem is this? So, this is one of the leading exam portals that's being used at the moment. So how big is this problem of inaccessible exams?
Well, as you mentioned in your introduction, over COVID, universities were having to find other ways for students to be able to sit their exams. So online exam portals have become more popular and will be here to stay. And through our student support service, we have been supporting various different students who've been in touch with us to say that they have found their online exams inaccessible. They haven't been able to sit them. And so sort of solutions have had to be found that sometimes don't actually work for the students. So we've supported students sitting other exams using other exam portals as well that haven't worked for them. But with Inspira, we were provided the opportunity to really test the exam portal. So it was actually through a student we'd already been supporting who was really struggling to access their exams, had to push all of their exams back to the summer. And obviously that puts a lot of pressure on them when all of their exams they're meant to be sitting over a year already then pushed back to the summer, but without any guarantee that those exams would be accessible. So they were very stressed and at times felt like just giving up. So through our student support team, we were able to provide the student with some information and advice, and we worked with the university to find a solution for the student. And as part of that, we tested Inspira, which was the platform this university was using to check for its accessibility, but for JAWS, Zoom and Fusion. So the three kind of leading accessible technology that many students use.
And like you just said, it must have been incredibly stressful. I mean, the year that they've had already not being able to get into universities or into schools and then having this added pressure of not actually being able to sit their exams and the anxiety that must have caused for the students. When you've been speaking to them, how have they found the last 18 months in general? Do they feel like they've had enough support from their institutions?
I think it really varies on the university and the course that the student is doing. For some students, it's been really good. The universities have found really innovative ways of sharing their information and actually have been doing it in a way that puts them on par with their other students, so everybody's accessing information in the same way. And for other students, it has been a struggle, but I think it's the exam sort of and the assessment side of it which has caused some students the greatest anxiety of those that we've been supporting, because obviously if your exam isn't accessible and that's what you're being graded on to pass your course, and the thing is with some of the students is that they are constantly being asked to find the solution. So on top of all of their studies, they're also testing different portals, doing lots of different work and really trying to find solutions themselves. And the amount of pressure is really immense.
Why do you think that accessibility is sometimes forgotten in these kind of softwares? I've had different conversations with people from different walks of life when people have moved onto online and finding constant problems. And like you say, being asked to find the solutions themselves. Why do you think that it's not in maybe the forefront or even in the minds of some software developers when they're making these kind of softwares?
Well, within Inspira, they have got back to us to say that their platform on the whole is accessible. We were told that it was the add-on part of it that was inaccessible, and also that some of the content was accessible, but the login was the bit that was inaccessible. And I think sometimes it's the ability to piece together all of these things and to check that the whole experience is accessible. So through some exams, particularly students sitting law exams, there is quite a lot of moderation, and so strict parts of an online assessment that needs to be covered, and that often isn't accessible for screen readers and those who use software. So the idea is that you can't then open up any other use anything else that's on your laptop. But obviously, if you need to use different software that's there, or to access different resources, it just doesn't allow you to do that. So I think it's really about understanding the needs of blind or partially sighted students and how they use the software and how they access information, and then making sure that everything is accessible, not just saying that an end product is accessible, because there's no point in that being accessible if somebody can't access it in the first place. So we were really pleased to be able to test this platform for the university, and to get in touch with Inspira as well to offer our information and guidance and expertise to them as well, to ensure that students are able to access exams in the future. We've also produced some guidance for universities themselves, so for when they have an online exam platform, so some of the things that they need to be thinking about and questions they need to be asking the provider, really, to make sure that it's accessible. Because at the end of the day, it's the stress and the pressure that it puts on the students in order to be able to sit their exams. You know, it's the difference between somebody being able to pass or fail their course. It's the difference between somebody having the ability to focus on their studies and their revision, just like their peers, rather than wondering whether or not they're going to be able to sit an exam, when it is, whether it's going to be accessible, how they're going to be able to access the exam. So it's about thinking about that whole experience of the student.
Tara, where can we find this guidance and advice if there's somebody listening who wants to find out more about accessible technology within education?
Yeah, so if you can visit our website, which is www.pocklington-trust.org.uk, and on our website then we have a section around technology and a section around student support, and if you explore our website you'll be able to find the guidance and other information and guidance for students 11 plus in mainstream education. We have all kinds of resources and guidance and information for them and the professionals that support them.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining me, Tara.
Thank you very much.
Tara Chataway, Head of Education at the Thomas Pocklington Trust. You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio.